Brothers and sisters,
Hallelujah, 愿各位弟兄姐妹们大家平安。
Tonight, our topic for mutual encouragement is hope in the midst of vanity.
那今天晚上我们一同查考的题目是虚妄中的指望。虚幻中的指望。
We know that hope and vanity seems that two things that they are totally opposite.
我们知道指望和虚幻好像是两样截然不同的。的东西
In hope, you don't think things are empty. You think it is very solid.
在指望中，我们感觉到我们的我们所期待的是非常的真实。
It's not empty.
不是空虚的。
However, in this world, most of the things are empty.
但是在这个世界上，很多事情其实它都是空虚的。
So how can we have hope when we living in this world?
所以我们怎么样才能够在这个世界上有指望呢？
We will share today based on Psalm chapter 39.
那么今天就要来从诗篇三十九篇来跟大家做分享。
Let's read Psalm chapter 39.
我们请看诗篇三十九篇。
Verse 1 to 13.
一到十三节。
Psalm chapter 39, verse 1 to 13.
第一节到第十三节。我曾说我要谨慎我的言行，免得我舌头犯罪。恶人在我面前的时候，我要用绝缓勒住我的口。我默然无声，连好话也不出口。我的愁苦就发动了。第三节，我的心在我里面发热，我默想的时候火就烧起，我便用舌头说话。第四节，耶和华，求你叫我晓得我身之中我的寿数几何，叫我知道我的生命不长。第五节，你使我的年日载如手掌，我一生的年数在你面前如同无有。个人所稳妥的时候，全然虚幻。第六节，世人行动时系幻影，他们忙乱真是枉然，积蓄财宝不知将来有谁收取。第七节，主啊，如今我等什么呢？我的指望在乎你，求你救我脱离一切的过犯，不要使我受愚顽人的羞辱。第九节，因我所遭遇的是出于你，我就默然不语。第十节，求你把你的责罚从我身上免去，因你手的责打我便消灭。十一，你因人的罪恶惩罚他的时候，叫他的笑容消灭，如衣被虫所咬，世人真是虚幻。十二节，耶和华，求你听我的祷告，留心听我的呼求。我流泪，求你不要静默无声，因为我在你面前是客旅，是寄居的，像我列祖一般。十三节，求你宽容我，使我在去而不返之先可以力量复原。
This psalm was written by David.
这首诗篇是大卫所作的。
We know if we read the book of 1st and 2nd Samuel, and we know the life of David is really a lot of up and down.
从撒母耳记上下里面，我们可以看到大卫的一生当中很多起伏。
He was an ordinary citizen.
他本来是一个平民老百姓。
But God raised him to be the king of Israel.
但是神高升他，使他成为以色列的君王。
But later, he had to flee for his life because his son Absalom wanted to kill him.
可是之后他却要为自己的性命来奔波逃跑，因为他的儿子想要杀他。
So from being a king, he lose everything.
从一个君王到一无所有。
But later, he was restored to his kingship.
然后又重回到他荣耀的地位。
During his time, he enjoyed peace, but also he suffered from war.
在一生当中，他有享受平安，也有遇到过更多的苦难。
He was poor, then he was rich, then he was made poor again.And then become rich again.
他本来是贫乏的，神使他成为富足，又使他成为贫乏，最后又成为富足。
So he was lonely, but God gave him a big family.
他本来是孤单的，但神给他一个大的家庭。
But his family become too big, and then his sons killing each other, and there's lots of conflict in his household.
但是他的家庭太大了，他的儿子们互相争夺。
So we can see David in his life did.And experience lots of extreme of the all the reality that one can face today.
So we can 知道大卫在他一生当中遇到了很多人所不能够遇到的极端事件发生。
However, there's only one conclusion according to him.
但是对他来讲只有一个结论。
In this world, things are just very empty.
这个世界的东西真是虚幻。
No matter you have it or not, at the end, it still comes to one word, which is emptiness.
不管你现在是否拥有它，到最后就一个字。 虚幻。
Some people will ask why this world is so empty.
为什么有人就问说，为什么这个世界那么的虚幻呢？
Doesn't mean that we have to strive for life and encourage ourselves to strive for better. Then why you Christian always say life is empty, empty?
我们不是要鼓励自己，让自己更加的努力吗？为什么你们基督徒说虚幻，虚幻？
Of course, we Christian, we also have to study hard, we have to work hard.
当然，我们身为基督徒也要需要努力工作，努力学习。
But why this world empty?
但是为什么世界是虚幻的？
God is not the one who make this world empty.
神，他并没有把这个世界变成一个虚幻的世界。
However, which is sin which make the world become empty?
是罪使这个世界成为虚幻。
So that's why in this chapter that David deal with the issues.
就是为什么在这一个诗篇当中，大卫就是讨论的这件事情。
In his life, he sees lots of things which is not very good.
在他一生当中，他看到许多不好的事情。
Lots of sin, lots of injustice, lots of problems.
很多罪恶，很多不公义的事情。
Sometimes in his heart, he was so troubled.
很多时候，在他的心中是非常愁烦忧虑的。
Sometimes he was in the midst of the tests and trials.
有时候他正身在试探引诱当中。
Sometimes he's in his weaknesses.
在他的软弱当中
There are a lot of things in this world that make him not happy.
很多事情在这个世界上都让他非常的不愉快
Today, look at our life.
看一下我们今天的自己
Do we think we are truly happy?
我们自己真的快乐吗？
Truly, if without God, our life is not happy at all.
真的，如果没有神，我们的生活并不快乐。
If there's no God,
如果没有神
If in our heart, in our life, there's no God
在我们心里，在我们生命当中没有神
Maybe now you're sitting back at your house to watch TV
可能现在我们就在家里坐着看电视了
Saturday you go shopping
礼拜六到外面去逛街
You have no hope
没有希望
Day after day, years after years
每一天都是这样子，每一年都是这样子
Until you get old
直到我们老了
And then you don't know why you come here
然后不知道为什么来到这个世界
You live your life and die
活着，然后就死了。
There's no hope.
没有指望。
But David discovered one fact.
但是大卫他找到了一个重点。
Even this life is full of emptiness.
虽然这个世界都是虚幻的。
Even though I suffer all these things.
虽然我都遭受到了这些苦难。
However, I know that in God is my hope.
但是我知道在神里面就是我的希望。
So this psalm.It's very good psalm.
所以这一篇诗篇是很好的一篇。
So now we'll just study the outline of the psalm.
我们就看一下这个诗篇它的大纲。
Let's read from verse 1 and verse 6.
从第一节到第六节。
Okay, let's read verse 1 first.
第一节，我曾说我要谨慎我的言行，免得我的舌头犯罪。恶人在我面前的时候，我要用绝缓勒住我的口。
Here David said, I promise myself I got to be very careful with my speech.
这边大卫说：“我要谨慎我的言行。
”So that my tongue will not sin against God.
所以我的舌头不会向神犯罪。
Which part of our body is most easily committing sin?
我们身体的哪一部分最容易犯罪呢
？Not your hands.
不是我们的手。
Not our feet.
不是我们的脚。
The most easily committing sin, the part is our tongue.
是我们的嘴巴。
Because tongue is moving so fast.
因为我们的舌头动得好快。
Isn't it?Now you're sitting, you have no time to talk, but after the service, you're just talking.
现在我们坐在这边好像很安静，可是聚会一过，我们就赶快开始讲话了。
Our tongue just moves so fast.
我们的舌头动得非常快。
So if you're not careful,
所以如果我们不小心的话
if you speak something we are not supposed to speak,
如果我们讲了不该说的话
it is a sin.
这个就是罪。
And God is listening.
神他在听。
That's why Lord Jesus said,
所以主耶稣告诉我们
all the gossip,
所有的闲言闲语
Will be bring forth during the judgment throne.
在都会把我们的闲言闲语带到审判台前。
This is very important.
这非常的重要。
We sometimes think, it's only a joke. It's only it doesn't mean it.
我们有时候说只是在开玩笑，并没有这样子。
If you don't mean it, then don't say it.
如果你不觉得这样子的话呢，你就不要讲。
Because we say it, that means we mean it.
如果我们说了，就是这样子了。
So when will we?Easily speak something that we are not supposed to speak.
所以什么时候我们会不小心说出不该讲的话呢
？Of course, the most easily moment we speak something we are not supposed to speak is when we are angry.
当然，最容易说不该说的话的时候，就是当我们生气的时候。
When we are in front of our enemies.
当我们站在我们敌人面前的时候
，You're very angry.
非常的生气。
Maybe he cursed you.
可能他骂了你。
You want to curse it back?
你想要骂回去？
Because he treat me like this. Of course I can do that.
因为他这样子对待我，我当然就可以这样反击回去。
So this is very easy to commit.
很简单就不小心犯罪了。
So we have to think about this.
我们要仔细思想。
When we are angry, we better not speak.
我们生气的时候不要讲话。
Because when we're angry, we want to speak. Most likely, you say something that we regret. You would like to, you wish to bring it back, but you cannot.
因为在生气当中所说的话，很多时候我们都会后悔，想要把它找回来，但是拿不回来。
I remember when I was in UK.
我记得当我在英国的时候。
There was one day I was walking around in a park.
我在一个公园里面散步。
And I enjoyed the weather, enjoyed the flowers.
我看花花草草都非常的好。
At the time when I'm walking.
我在走的时候
，in my front around 10 meters，
在我前面大约十公尺的地方
，there's a four or five young girl there，
有四五位年轻的女孩
，they just start shouting at me，
他们开始对我喊叫
，they starting to say something very racist， very foul or coarse language，
他们讲一些非常不好的话，一些种族歧视的话向我说。
Maybe they thought that I'm a Chinese. I don't know English, so they just say whatever they want to say.
他们可能以为我不会讲任何的英文，所以他们就在那边一直骂。
I understand. Unfortunately, I understand.
但是很可惜，我
不是
明白他们。
很不幸的，我听得懂。
很不幸，我听得懂。
My heart was very angry.
那我心里非常的生气。
I also know how to say something back.
我也知道怎么样说不好听的话。
But I was thinking if I.Exchange the curse with curse.
但是我想，如果我用他们讲的不好的话还击他们不好的话
，Then does it mean I'm the same with them?
那我不就变成跟他们一样吗
？Then how can I be a Christian?
那我怎么样当基督徒？怎么可以这样子
？Even though at that time there's no church member around me, if I say something, nobody will know.
虽然在我附近都没有教会的信徒，我讲什么别人不知道。
But I said no, Jesus is listening.
我说。不是的，耶稣在听。
So David said he's a king, he can say whatever he wants.
大卫是一个王，他讲什么都可以。
Nobody will rebuke him.
没有人会责怪他。
But he must control himself.
但是他要控制自己。
Control his tongue.
控制自己的舌头。
Now sometimes we say, okay, if that's the case, then I better say nothing.
但是我们说，如果这样子的话，那我干脆就不要说话了。
Verse 2, another important point here.
可是第二节这边也是很重要的一点，我默想无声，连好话也不出口，我的愁苦就发动。
Now verse 1 says if you say too much, you say bad things, then you'll be in trouble.
那第一节说，如果我们说太多话的话，可能就讲到不该讲的话，你就会陷在罪中。
However, verse 2 tell you if you keep silent, even though when you're supposed to say something, you don't say it, then you also put yourself in trouble.
可是第二节却告诉我们，如果我们都不讲话。连好话都不讲话，那我们就有愁苦了。
This is very, very important.
这也是非常的重要。
Some people say,
有些人就告诉我
，I come to church to worship God.
我来到教会敬拜神。
My relationship with God.
我跟神的关系。
I know people like gossip.
我知道其他的人喜欢闲言闲语。
So I just come to church. I don't say anything.
我来到教会什么都不讲。
I just pray.
就祷告。
And then I go home.
然后就回家。
I don't want to talk to anyone in the church.
什么人都不跟他讲话。
If this is the case.Like this verse tells us, if you keep silent, even the good things you don't speak, your trouble will increase.
可是如果你这样子做的话，其实带不了你快乐，你会愁苦。
If you see a situation,
如果你看到一件事情
发生 you need to say something good.
你知道你要讲几句好话。
You have the obligation to speak the truth.
你有这个责任来讲真理。真话，诚实的话。
But in because you don't want to offend people.
但是你不想伤害到别人。
You want to keep face.
想要保持自己的好名声。
And then you say, oh, don't say anything.
所以你就说啊，那我什么都不要讲好了。
But if this is the case, the Bible tells your trouble also increase.
但是如果是这样子的话，圣经告诉我们你会更愁苦。
Because God will ask us our responsibility.
因为神会问你的责任在哪里。
So verse 3.
第三节，我的心在我里面发射，我梦想的时候火就烧起，我便用舌头说话。
So he have to speak.
所以要讲话。
But you have to speak the truth.
要讲真话。
You have to speak what is edifying.
要讲造就人的话。
Okay, verse 4.
第四节，耶和华，求你叫我晓得我身之中，我的寿数几何，叫我知道我的生命不长。
Here verse 4 tells us, show me my life's end and the numbers of my day. Let me know how fleeting is my life. This is very good.
这 这个经节非常的好。
Know our life's end.
知道我生之终。
Nobody will know when will our life end.
每个人不知道他哪时候生命走到了尽头。
However, one day our life will also end.
但是我们知道每一个人我们的都会走到那一天。
It's a matter of time.
只是时间的关系。
So, I always think it's good to always ponder about the end of life.
所以我就想说我们时常思考生命的终点是非常好的。
If we have time.
如果我们有时间
Actually, we should find time.
其实我们应该找到这个时间
Visit those brothers and sisters in the hospital.
去看在医院当中的弟兄姐妹
Visit those members in the elderly home.
去看老人院的弟兄姐妹
Have time, walk around in the cemetery near your community.
在我们家附近的墓园走一走
And then you'll ponder about the end of life.
然后你就会想生命的终点。
Hey, that is the end of life, physical life.
那个就是我们肉体生命的归宿。
You have to know, you have to number your day, and you know you must know that your life is not very long.
我们要思考这个问题，我们要知道我们的年岁寿数，要知道我们的生命不长。
Verse 5.
第五节，你使我的年日载如手掌，我一生的年数在你面前如同无有。个人最稳妥的时候，真是全然虚幻。
Verse 4 tells us our life is not long.
第四节告诉我们生命不长。
However, many people in this world, they think their life is very long.
很多人都自以为他们的生命非常的长。
Nobody will think that, oh, tomorrow I may die.
没有人会想说我明天就要死了。
They think, oh, I must get very old.
他想说我一定活到非常的老。
But,The fact is, no, not everybody got very old.
但事实上不是这样子的，不是每个人都可以活到那么老。
However, today people just think that they'll just keep living.
很多人都想说我会一直的活着。
They don't think about the day they breathe their last breath.
他们不会去思考他们死的那一天。
So, verse 5 tells us, how short is our life?
所以第五节告诉我们是多么短呢？
He used description, like a hand breath.
就好像手掌一样。
How wide is a hand?
我们的手掌是多宽
Sometimes you describe things Oh, very wide You scratch your arm say, Oh, like this, right? Like this, very
wide 如果我们要讲一个很宽的东西我们就会把双手打开说非常的宽
You don't say, Oh, very wide Like this, very wide
你不会说打开你的手掌说很长像这样子
That's not wide, it's very narrow
因为我们知道这个是非常窄的
Just four fingers, five fingers
四五个手指头而已
Our hand is only five fingers wide
我们的手掌就五个手指头宽
Our life is just like this
我们的日子就是像这
样 Remember, when was the last time you went to kindergarten?
想回想一下我们上一次去幼稚园的时候
When was the last time you graduated from primary school?
从小学毕业的时候
When was the last time you finished high school?
从高中毕业的时候
Suddenly, how old are you now?
我们现在几岁了
Wow, life is just so short
生命非常的短
Here tell us, We have to know the numbers of our days.
这边告诉我们要知道我们一生的年数。
Now, suppose, according to the Bible, a strong person may live up to 70 years.
从本圣经来讲，一个强壮的人可以活到七十岁。
Now, if you're in your 50s,
如果你现在五十多岁了
，That means you still have 20 years left.
说你还有二十年。
Wow, 20 years sounds very long, huh?
二十年听起来好像很长的样子。
However, one third of our time spent on sleeping.
其实我们三分之一的时间我们都花在睡觉上面。
So that 20 years must deduct the one third of the 20 years, which means 7 years.
所以我们二十年要减掉三分之一，剩下七年。
That means 14 years.
哦，减掉七年，剩下十四年。
Okay. And every day you have to spend around 2 hours eating.
那么每一天要花两个小时吃饭。
So you have to deduct another 10% of that 20 years.
那再减掉10%。
That means deduct 2 years.
就是减掉两年
，which means 12 years left，
剩下十二年。
20 years now become 12 years usable。
二十年剩下十二年可以用。
Now if you still don't want to retire, you say, "Oh, I'm so strong, I can work until 70 years."
那如果说我现在很强壮，我要继续工作一直到
work eight hours a day，
一天工作八个小时。
That means you have to deduct another one third of that 20 years，
就再减掉三分之一
，which is 7 years，
就是七年。
There's only 5 years left，
剩下五年而已。
Wow, so scary 啊！
听起来好恐怖。
And then.We know when we approach the last period of our life, our health is not very good. We cannot do much during the last few years of our life.
我们知道，在我们最后的几年当中，可能身体状况不是很好。
According to a person told me, in Japan, people are very long life, right?
有一个人告诉我，在日本人都很长寿。
People 80, 90,
八十岁、九十岁。
But people say the statistic tell them, on average, Japanese spend the last 6 years coming from in and out hospital.
但是，根据他们统计，日本人他们最后的六年都是在就是出入医院的。
Because they are too long life, but they have so many sickness, so they have to in and out. So
虽然他们活得很久
cannot do much.
虽然活得很久，但是最后几年健康都不是很好，都要一直去医院。
Wow, suddenly you say you think I have 20 years left, but now how many years left?
所以说我还有20年，可是算一下，剩下几年呢？
How many days or years that you can actually use to do something meaningful?
有几年，有几天我们可以真的拿来做一些有意义的事情。
And not everybody live up to 70 years old.
也不是每一个人都可以活到70岁。
Some die in the 50s.
五十几岁就走了。
Some die in the 40s.
四十几岁就走了。
Some die in the 30s.
三十几岁走的也有。
Life is very short.
生命不长。
But we have to know, according to these words, verse 5 tells us that even though people think they are very stable, however, life is empty.
但是这一节告诉我们，虽然个人觉得最稳妥的时候，其实是虚幻的。
Verse 6.
第六节，世人行动时是虚幻，幻影，他们忙乱，真是枉然。积蓄财宝，不知将来有谁收取。
Here tell us, according to the summons, the life is empty, a vanity.
这个
虚幻的。
人的一生是虚幻的。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because they keep things so busy, and then they don't know what they're busy for.
他们非常的忙乱，但是不知道为什么要这么忙。
Of course, people now they're busy for one thing, is busy for money.
当然今天的人他们忙乱就是为了钱财在忙碌。
Some people are busy for enjoying life.
他们忙着享受人生。
But let's ask again one question.
但是我们再来问一个问题。
For what are we busy for?
为我们自己在为什么忙碌呢?
Of course, if our life, physical life is very tough.
当然，如果我们生活在困难当中
，we don't have a good job. We have to work 2 jobs, 3 jobs to feed our whole family.
可能我们的工作不是很好，我们要做两三份工作才能够喂饱我们的一家。
Of course, you must be busy. This is reasonable. It's understandable.
如果是活在这种状况当下，我们当然可以明了解为什么要那么辛苦。
However, today many people who claim to be so busy is not that they are lacking daily bread.
但是其实今天说很忙的人他并不缺少日用的饮食。
They have money for 10 years, 20 years, even after the retirement.
他们有钱能够一直花花到十年二十年甚至到退休之后。
But why are they so busy for?
为什么他们要那么忙呢?
Then you think about this.
我们想一下。
Because they are busy for accumulating their wealth.
因为他们很忙要来积蓄财宝。
Then if we already have plenty, but still want to add more, then our business seems to be very empty.
如果我们有很多了，然后还要一直在积蓄的话，这样子我们的生命就非常的忙碌，非常的。
Because when life ends, these things cannot bring away.
因为当我们生命结束的时候，这些东西都是不能够带走的。
So the summers tell us.
所以这边这个作诗的人告诉我们
，Ask yourself, what are you so busy for?
问你自己为什么要那么忙。
Ask yourself this question.
我问自己这个问题。
Is it worth it?
是不是值得
？If you think it's worth it, then continue.
如果你觉得很值得的话，那你就继续吧。
But ask yourself another question.
但是再问一个问题。
If today our life end,
如果我们今天生命结束了
，Do we still so busy for the things that we are busy for now?
那我们还是会为我们现在所忙碌的继续忙碌吗
？If the doctor tell us, if the doctor tell us,
如果今天你的医生告诉你
6 months left.
再剩六个月
6 months
六个月
What are you so busy for?
那你会为什么忙碌呢
Do you still working so hard for promotion?
你又会很努力工作想要得到升职
Bigger house
大一点的房子
More and more money
多一点钱吗
Maybe not so
可能不会的
Maybe you think Oh, I have to think about what is the most important thing in my life
你要想一下生命当中最重要的是什么
Maybe my family
可能是我的家人
Maybe my own faith
可能是自己的信仰
Maybe my spouse
可能是我的另一半
So, Bible tells us they because they don't have hope in God so their life is so empty
圣经告诉我们因为他们没有从神来的指望 but, 所以他们生命很虚空
But verse 7 is very good
第七节非常的好主啊如今我等什么呢？我的指望在乎你。
This is a very good question. First, starting with a question.
一开始有一个问题，很好的问题。
Peter, but now, Lord, what do I look for?
主啊，如今我等什么呢？
What do I look for?
我要在等什么呢？
Ask yourself, what are you looking for?
问一下自己，我们在等什么？
What are you waiting for?
我们在等谁？
If all we're looking for, all we hope in this world is material.
如果我们寻找的、等的都是世界上属世的事情，
Unfortunately, one day we'll be ultimately disappointed.
很可惜的，我们最后一定会失望。
There was a recently there was a in China happened one thing, huh?
最近在中国大陆发生了一件事情。
Hong Kong toy manufacturer.
Hong Kong
香港的那个玩具商啊。
哦，香港的玩具商
啊。He produced a toy for Mattel.
他为一个 Mattel 来做玩具。
Very successful.
非常的成功。
And millions of money.
赚了很多钱。
However.
可是
his product was tested and find out that the lead was too much.
但是他的产品呢，去检验之后发现铅含量过高。
So the Mattel returned all the toys to him.
所以所有的这些旅馆都把他这个玩具退回去。
不是旅馆 ，Mattel
是什么
？Mattel 就是玩具公司的名字。
哦，玩具公司就把这个他的东西还回去。
哇 ，he lose millions, tens of millions of dollars.
他就丧失更多的钱。
几千万美金呢？
几千万美金。
Suddenly, all his life, all his career, because career was his life. So now his career finished.
那突然间，他的事业，他的生命，因为他事业就是他的生命，就完了。
So all the money he accumulated now lost.
他所有积蓄的财富都不见了。
There's no hope.
没有了希望。
How can I start again? I'm 40. I'm 50 years old now.
我们40岁、50岁了，我怎么样才能够重新开始呢
？So after paying all his workers.
所以在付钱给他的员工之后
，hang himself, die，
他就上吊自杀了。
Why did this？
为什么他要这样子
？There's no other hope，
因为他没有了希望。
Because he think my material is everything, but now I lost it, so I lost everything。
这个物质的东西就是我的所有的一切，这些没有了，我什么都没有了。
But David find out his hope is not on this world。
但是大卫他知道，他所指望的不是在这个世界上。
Now we must be understanding。
但是我们现在要明白
，It doesn't mean oh you're a Christian, you don't have to work hard, you don't have to earn money. No, it's not like that.
不是说我们身为基督徒就不用指望世界上任何的事情，不用努力工作。
It's not on that thing.
只是说我们的指望，我们的希望不是在这个东西。
So ask yourself, what are you looking for?
所以我们要问自己，我们要找什么？等什
么？What are you waiting for?
我们要等什么呢
？Your hope is in the Lord.
我们的指望在乎神。
No matter you, even you lose the whole world,
就算我们丧失了全世界
，doesn't matter.
没有关系。
My hope is in the Lord.
我们的指望在乎神。
Even you gain the whole world,
我们得着了全世界。
You will not be too happy.
我们也不会太高兴。
You will not be confused.
我们
You will not be confused. 不会说迷惑掉。
不会迷惑掉。
Because you know your hope is in the Lord. This is only temporary.
因为我们知道我们的指望在乎神，这些都是转眼而空的。
So, today, thank God, even though it's Wednesday night, but brother and sister still come to church to worship God.
那今天感谢神，虽然是礼拜三晚上，还有很多弟兄姐妹来参加聚会。
That's when you have the heart for the Lord.
就是说你有敬拜神的心。
So keep using this attitude to serve the Lord.
那继续用这个好的态度来服侍神。
In the midst of our business.
在我们忙乱生活当中。
Daytime we're very busy.
早上白天我们非常的忙。
But church service we must come.
但是教会的聚会我们一定要来。
So busy at home, we still have to read our Bible. We have to do our prayer.
在家里非常忙，我们还是要祷告，还是要读经。
So then God will strengthen us.
这样神就会加添我们的力量。
Verse 13,
第十，
小三十三节。
第 13, 十三节，求你宽容我，使我在去而不返之前可以力量复原。
This is a very good verse.
十一节，非常好的经节。
Ask the Lord to forgive us, to give us chance.
祈求神原谅我们，宽容我们。
So that before we go to that place that we do not return, we can regain strength.
所以在我们去那个不可以回来地方的前面，我们可以力量复原。
When we die, we go to some place we cannot return.
我们死了之后，到了一个地方就永远回不来了。
We cannot return to this physical world.
回不到这个属物质的世界。
You cannot say, oh, now I'm so busy, so when I go to heaven, I have lots of time, I'll read Bible.
我们不能说我们现在太忙了，以后到天国我再开始读圣经。
I have no time now, so when I go to heaven, every day I pray to Jesus.
现在没有时间，以后到天国很多时间，每天在向神祷告。
no, in heaven you don't do those things.
不是这样子的，在天国。
No chance to do that kind of thing.
已经没有机会了。
Your spiritual level, your spirituality was already fixed.
在那边，你的灵性就是这样子的。
So if you want to do something, you do it now.
如果要做什么，现在就要做。
You want to offer money, offer it now. Don't say, oh, I offer money when I was in heaven.
如果奉献，现在就要奉献，不要说等到天国再去做。
You want to work for God, work for God now.
要为神工作，现在就要做。
You want to preach the gospel, preach it now.
要传福音，现在就去传。
You want to serve brother and sister, serve it now.
要服侍弟兄姐妹，现在就做。
You want to revive your faith, revive it now.
如果要信心的更新，现在就来。
Don't say, oh, when I go heaven, I'll revive my faith.
不要说我到天国之后再来做。
You do it now.
现在。
So, I think this psalm is very good. This morning I read this psalm.
我觉得这个诗篇非常好。今天早上我读的这一篇。
So, I hope every morning, you also read one chapter.
我希望每一天早上。大家都可以读一篇
Then you see your life is different.
这样我们就可以看到我们的生命有改变
Let's sing hymn 466
我们唱赞美诗466首